We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.
Listen to every MLB game live.
In the deep left center field, it is high, it is far, it is gone.
Stream minor league affiliates.
The Midwest League home run leader.
And watch the best baseball highlights and look-ins on MLB Big Inning. MLB At Bat is your all-in-one live baseball subscription for only $3.99 per month.
Deep left field, it's gonna go! Alvarez ties the game!
Subscribe to At Bat within the MLB app today. Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.
On 97.5 and 1240 KFH.
Paul Savage alongside you, Jad Chambers producing. An hour to go. We're thankful for all of you, and we're thankful to be able to talk to the voice of the Kansas Jayhawks, Brian Haney. Brian, we want to chat about KU basketball as it compares to Gonzaga. We've got some KU football to talk about as well. But before we do any of that, let me tell you what our cast of degenerates is putting together for our Thanksgiving meal here on Sports Daily between us and the listeners. And we're going for whatever non-traditional Thanksgiving traditions there are. So I'll ask you, right now we're serving Bloody Marys, tequila, and cold duck, which is a form of wine. Deviled eggs is an appetizer to go alongside tamales and celery casserole with pumpkin pie and Dutch apple pie for dessert. You in on that? And do you have any non-traditional Thanksgiving traditions to add to our smorgasbord here?
Wow, that's an impressive spread, guys. I'm definitely in on that. Count me in. As soon as I get back from Orlando, I'll be right over. But yeah, I don't know that I have any non-traditional traditions because – for me, we always seem to have a holiday tournament this time of year. I haven't had a Thanksgiving actually at home with my family in about 15 years. But talking to you today, sitting on the runway in St. Louis en route to Orlando. I told the pilot when I boarded about an hour ago, my good buddies Paul and Jacob at KFH needed to talk for 10 minutes about KU basketball and KU football. He kindly pulled the flight over here in St. Louis for a brief amount of time.
I'm sure everybody else on board there appreciates that, too.
You know, there was one guy in a sweatshirt who gave me the stink eye, but otherwise, they're all on board.
Oh, my goodness. That's tremendous.
Let's start with football, Brian, real quick. Another nice effort against TCU, which was great to see following the Texas game, that there wasn't a letdown. And now a chance to for sure exceed expectations. West Virginia at home in Lawrence. There's a bit of momentum right now for the Jayhawks. Boy, how big would a win to finish out this year be for this program?
It would be huge, no doubt. And this club absolutely feels like they can accomplish that. West Virginia has been a little bit Dr. Jekyll, Mr. Hyde. Some weeks it's hard to know what to expect, but they're going for bowl eligibility, so a lot of motivation on the West Virginia side. But for Kansas, the Jayhawks really feel like they've found something special in Jalen Daniels, the quarterback. They feel like they're hitting their stride as a team overall. And it's really kind of one of those feelings right now you wish you had another month of the year because they're peaking and they're now out of football games after Saturday. So clearly it's a club that wishes it had more possibilities in front of a good season. But you know, Jalen certainly backed up what we saw out of him in Austin with another great performance, 22 of 30. 255 yards, two touchdowns passing, one rushing. He was our guest on Hawk Talk last night, which you probably heard right here on KFH. So charismatic, just such a wonderful personality that truly gets the opportunity he has here to take this job and run with it and be the most settled in and established quarterback we've had at Kansas since Todd Reesing. So I'm excited about, you know, what his last game of the sophomore season will look like. And then as we talked about last week, he can get last season back as a COVID redshirt year. So he'll still have three seasons to play. And so I think if they could end this year on an upswing with a 2-2 month of November by beating West Virginia, they'd take all kinds of momentum in signing day next month and into spring ball here in a couple of months. And so that's certainly the focus this week is finishing on a high note. that and you have 16 seniors you're going to honor, and you think about guys like Kyron Johnson, Kwame Lassiter, that are super seniors that have been around for 6 years, had numerous position coaches, and these guys deserve to go out on a high note too. So hopefully we'll see Kansas have a victorious Saturday. And I know it's one of those weekends where the students are gone, obviously, and so you're not going to quite have the same 12th man you normally would, but get out and support these guys. They clearly deserve it after these last two great showings on the road last couple of weeks, and hopefully we'll see that type of atmosphere and energy at the booth on Saturday night.
I'm going to throw out a word to you, Brian. One word, because it might be the most important word when it comes to any college football team or any football team, period, in America, and that word is buy-in. Brian, yeah. I bought in. I have bought in to this team that the corner is turned. I have bought in. If I buy in, and I'm not an easy buy, but I've bought in, this team has got to have bought in as well. And I would imagine the people that you are around, you're starting to see community buy-in. You're starting to see individual buy-in. You're starting to see maybe sponsor buy-in. But buy-in is a big word, and I'm starting to see that with this team. Am I wrong?
I completely agree. You know, Coach Leifold got a standing ovation last night at the end of his final Hawk Talk of the year from a standing room only crowd. I mean, he has connected with the fan base, clearly won the players over months ago. I mean, the fact that they played some of their best football in November after 8 straight losses when some other teams might have kind of started packing it in shows just how much they believe in this coaching staff and what they're building here. And so buy-in is tremendous. I think it's going to be fun to see what December and January looks like in terms of recruiting. But, they're going to get recruits from all over here in terms of the portal. They'll dip into the JC ranks a little bit. And then, obviously, a heavy dose of high school seniors. And they've blanketed the state of Kansas, really prioritizing their state of Texas, which is always the number one talent hotbed in Big 12 country. Last two weekends, guys, they play on Saturday at Texas and TCU. They sent assistant coaches out on Thursday to get out there 2 days early to see and be seen with that Jayhawk on their chest. And so I think recruits are buying in, donors are buying in, clearly the fan base has as well. And that's where I say, man, if they could tack on one more, not to get greedy, because I know Vegas only said we were supposed to win one, but if they could tack on one more and really finish this season, even ahead of what Mangino did in his first year when he went 2-10, just imagine all the dividends that would pay in recruiting and momentum heading into the offseason. So, yeah, there's definitely a lot of buy-in. You're right, Paul, and we're excited about what the future looks like. Because keep in mind, 68 freshmen and sophomores currently on this Kansas roster. We're saying goodbye to some good seniors on Saturday night, but the bulk of the guys that stir the drink for Kansas are all coming back, and most of them have 2 or 3 years to play. So it's going to be an exciting future with the player development that's going on and obviously the collective buy-in that's been here. Been on display here the last 5 months.
Let's pivot to basketball. Brian Haney, voice of the Jayhawks, joining us from the runway as his fellow passengers wait patiently for us to finish this interview so they can get in the air. That's what's holding them back, I think.
That's right.
We watched Gonzaga last night flex pretty hard over the number two team in the country, UCLA. It made me curious to see that in where KU currently, who I think we're all bullish on at this point, would stack up there. You know, I know I'm putting the cart before the horse a bit, but it feels like a Final Four type year for KU. One of those years where they really can contend for a title. When you see a team like Gonzaga play that way against the perceived number two, how does that make you feel, and how do you think KU stacks up to something like that?
Well, it makes me think back to Thanksgiving last year and being in Fort Myers, Florida, and watching the Jayhawks go down at the hands of Gonzaga and wishing we were going to get to collide with them later in the year. Now, obviously, that Kansas team a season ago would not have been in any position to take on Gonzaga en route to the Final Four, as we had multiple players affected by COVID and injury in the month of March, and we were a shell of what we were capable of. And that was apparent in the blowout loss to USC. But you fast forward a year, we're way deeper than we were a year ago. We've seen guys emerge into potential All-American candidates like an Ochai Agbaji, and obviously Remy Martin added to the fold. He's preseason Big 12 Player of the Year. David McCormick hasn't shown it yet, but I think, you know, if you got a rematch later in the season, he would be much more capable of being a presence down low, teaming with Jalen Wilson to see what Drew Timmy could do against them. I think they'd be more equipped to go up against Timmy at that point. I haven't seen a ton of Nolan Hickman yet. I'm excited to watch him. I know he didn't do much last night, but they've added some pieces too. But I feel like our guys have come a long ways. We've gotten deeper, and a guy like Jalen Wilson, compared to what he was at this juncture a year ago when we played him, is going to be night and day different, a whole lot better. And therefore, you know, when I tell you guys, I think he's our third best player, and him rejoining the forces with Kansas tomorrow versus North Texas is going to make us instantly faster, more explosive, more scoring options on the floor, a much better rebounding team. I mean, he was the number two rebounder in the Big 12 all of last season. We haven't even seen him yet this year because of suspension. So my point is, if we were to get a rematch at some point, it would look way different than it did this time a year ago, because obviously we've done a ton of growing up. They have too, but I feel like we've got more firepower, way more than what we had this time last season. And while certainly we lose Marcus Garrett from that matchup against them last year, I think we've added enough other pieces to where Kansas would come in much more formidable. And quite frankly, Kansas should have been the number two ranked team in the country heading in the preseason. I think UCLA was slotted a little high. So hopefully we'll get that chance, because if it happens, it's probably going to come in the Final Four, and we'd certainly sign up for that in 2022.
Well, my question, probably a little unfair because the season's so young. Most teams haven't played more than, you know, four or five basketball games to this point. But your observations on Big 12 opponents for the University of Kansas, anybody caught your interest? Anybody not as good as you thought they would be? Is there somebody that's better than you thought they'd be through this early stage of the basketball season in the Big 12?
Well, that's a good question. I'll be honest with you, Paul. I haven't had a chance to watch a whole lot of other Big 12 teams as well.
Fair enough.
It's a crossover season right now. But, you know, the game I wanted to see happened at the same time as KU-Texas football, and that was Texas-Gonzaga. And obviously, the Zags took care of Chris Beard's bunch in that one. But we are seeing the Big 12, you know, schedule ambitiously and have some big marquee non-conference games early in the season. But, you know, truly give you much of an analyst perspective, I'd really have to sit down and watch it more, because I just haven't had that chance. But I think Baylor certainly has lived up to the top 10 ranking they have. They just dismantled Jared Hass's Stanford team a couple of days back. And curious to see what Texas Tech looks like, as they were kind of a fringe top 25 team entering the year, and they're off to a 5-0 start, but haven't really played anybody en route to that. They've got a game with Tennessee coming up here in the next week at the top 15 matchup, so that'll tell us more there. But I think Texas, still clearly in my mind, even with the loss early in the slate to Gonzaga, is the biggest threat to KU's throne. And the depth that they bring in, you know, impressive. Everything that they added from the day Chris Beard was hired, I mean, they've got almost as many new pieces to mix in as Kansas does. And so watching them now won't compare to what they're going to be in a couple of months once those guys are fully integrated and mixed into the system. So do want to see more basketball. And here in another week, I'll start watching more basketball. But as any sportscaster knows, the month of November is an absolute grind. This is the schedule. Right now we're on the plane in St. Louis. This is going to get to Orlando tonight. We'll do basketball for the next 2 days in Orlando, then fly back Friday night for football in Lawrence on Saturday, and then fly back to Orlando on Sunday morning at 6 a.m. for hopefully Kansas versus Alabama in a potential championship game of the ESPN Events Invitational. So 4 games, 4 days, probably about 6,000 air miles logged in between. But we're fired up for it. And honestly, it's the busiest time of year, but it's one of the best times of the year. It doesn't compare to March, but it's close, especially when you have something brewing in football, which clearly Kansas now does.
You are the man. That's all I can say. Jacob, that's the man right there.
It is. And the other good thing, and I know you appreciate it, Brian, as much as the rest of us do, it's state championship week for high school football which, yeah. You know, when as it pertains to the Jayhawks, you're trying to get a look at, you know, a lot of players you'd hope that the Jayhawks can maybe get in the recruiting trail. So it's a wild time. We appreciate your efforts. I know that everybody around you would like to get in the air, so we'll let you go a little bit early this week.
There you go.
But we do appreciate your weekly chats with us here every time, Brian, as you guys make your way out, and we appreciate our friends that make it possible.
Yeah, no doubt. Thanks so much, Jacob and Paul. Thanks to our friends at the Mattress Hub as well. If you're doing your Black Friday shopping, check out their deals online at themattresshub.com. This will make an amazing gift, and it's kind of one of those gifts that keeps on giving. Give your partner a brand-new mattress, and you too can enjoy it as well. You'll find the best rates, best customer service around at themattresshub.com. Guys, happy Thanksgiving. I'm certainly thankful for our partnership and friendship here on KFH. I shouted you guys out last week when Nick Channel got the big special teams fumble, the Pride of Wichita, one of our 16 seniors we're going to honor on Saturday night. So make sure you listen back for that call, because we were throwing KFA some love. But certainly love the show.
Heck yeah.
Appreciate you guys, Tony Deucing, and everybody, Bruce as well. And look forward to talking to you next month about hopefully the number 2 ranked Kansas basketball team on the heels of an Orlando tournament championship this week.
You're the best, Brian. You're the best.
We're with you.
Hey,
wheels
fella.
Up. Safe travels. Appreciate it. Brian Haney, voice of the Jayhawks. There he goes. Got interesting football now. And, of course, basketball is a 12-month-a-year, 365-day endeavor when it comes to the Kansas Jayhawks. So good luck out there. A lot of good tournament, holiday tournament basketball. It's a busy week for all 3 of the basketball teams. K-State, KU, and Wichita State all get good games. So that's one of the things I love about this week, too, is just about every night you get good college basketball this time of year. And you'll have Kansas, Wichita State playing again. K-State plays again this weekend. So it'll be a lot of fun. But our appreciation to Brian Haney and all of you. Any more, wacky non-traditional Thanksgiving traditions, we'll put our final meal together here at the end of the show. But it's coming together nicely. An interesting mix. You can tweet your traditions at us. You can call us 869-1240. When we come back, a little chatter on these college jobs and how it's paying really well to just, do pretty good at your job. It's paying well to not get interviewed for other jobs, apparently. We'll look at that next on Sports Daily.
Brian Haney, of course, joins us on the KFH hotline that's sponsored by Twin Peaks. Eats, drinks, scenic views.
Your phone call is welcome. 869-12.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of 4 amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s?
It's better over here.
Only at T-Mobile, get 4 iPhone 15s on us and 4 lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.
Protect your vehicle's engine with a full synthetic oil change and save with Mobil 1 at O'Reilly Auto Parts. Purchase 5 quarts of Mobil 1 full synthetic motor oil and receive a $10 O'Reilly gift card after rebate. See store for details. With your Mobil 1 purchase, you'll also receive 2x points during Old Rewards Bonus Points Month at O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Oh, 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 O'Reilly Auto Parts.
It's time for MLB Pitch, Hit, and Run, the official youth skills competition of Major League Baseball. Host a local event and give kids in your community a chance to compete in the Pitch, Hit, and Run finals at the 2024 MLB World Series. Sign up for free at pitchhitrun.com.